noted that Allama Amini has been regarded as a personality to whom many authorities have been attracted, both Muslim and non-Muslim. I don't say, well, I mean, both Shia and non-Shia, no, both Muslim and non-Muslim.
Allama Amini was an extraordinary scholar who never agreed on a little things, even when you look at the book Al-Ghadir, and he has other books as well. So it shows his devotion towards Islam, how sincere he was, and how much he was very much involved in the knowledge and learning the knowledge.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher, and I'm Atta, the host of this program. In this episode, we want to talk about Allama Abdul Hussein Amini, the great author of the book Al-Ghadir. With me in the studio are two guest speakers, two experts, one from the Islamic House of Qom, Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi, and another, a faculty member of the University of Qom, Dr. Muhammad Reza Fakhr Rouhani. Sayyid Mohsen, assalamu alaikum, brother, and welcome to the show.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thanks for inviting.
You're welcome, and Dr. Fakhr Rouhani, assalamu alaikum, brother.
Assalamu alaikum.
Okay, Dr. Muhammad Reza Fakhr Rouhani, you yourself developed a book titled as Devoted to the Truth, Allama Amini, the author of Al-Ghadir. Let's talk a little bit about Al-Ghadir itself, Dr. Fakhr Rouhani. I mean, what was the main method of Allama Amini in compiling this book, and what is the main content of the book Al-Ghadir?
Yes, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the beginning, it must be indicated that, the word Ghadir means pond. I mean, an oasis, a small oasis,
okay,
a pond. And Qom was the name, the local name of that specific place where the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam delivered his speech.
That's
in
right.
Which he introduced Imam Ali alayhi
salam. That's what Qadir Qom was coined.
Yes.
Okay.
And it must be indicated that contrary to the general anticipation and, background of most people, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had introduced Imam Ali alayhi salam on various occasions as his immediate successor. However, Ghadir Qom was the great massive, gathering of all
right.
people over there. And it's because of its, being a very great congregation over there that it has remained in history.
That's right.
Okay? This is one. Another point is simply that when Allama Amini wanted to develop the book Al-Ghadir, he started his project first, with compiling all Ghadir-oriented poems in Arabic literature.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, collected all of them in a massive volume. It was all in manuscript.
That's
presented
right.
it to the late Grand Ayatollah Istabul Hassani Isfahani, who was the top-ranking Marja Taqlid in Najaf.
That's
at
right.
that time.
One of the greatest scholars
yes.
of time. Okay.
Well, because the late Grand Ayatollah Sayyid Abul Hassan Isfahani had known Allama Amini and his, family background. He appreciated the book, but just after a couple of days, the late Ayatollah Sayyid Abul Hassan Isfahani returned Allama Amini's manuscript back to him
mm-hmm.
and did a correction on the title.
Okay.
Initially, the title of the book was Shu'ara al-Ghadir,
uh-huh.
the Ghadir-oriented poets.
Poets, that's right.
Then Ayatollah Sabul Hassan Isfahani deleted the word Shu'ara and suggested him just to keep the word al-Ghadir. And this is the philosophy behind the very title
the
al-Ghadir.
The very beginning.
Yes.
And it was not only limited from that time on only to the poetry or literature.
No. The point is that throughout history, at least in the Arab culture or Arabic language, all great events are memorized or, historicized through composing a poem on that occasion.
That's right.
Imam Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam, as soon as he was nominated, he was, announced as the immediate successor to the Prophet Muhammad. Over there, among the companions of the Prophet Muhammad, who had already been the pilgrims, who were together with the Prophet Muhammad, there was a person by the name of Hassan ibn Sabit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
That's right.
And immediately, right, just a few moments after finishing his lecture, yes, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam ordered Hassan ibn Sabit, to compose a poem on that very occasion. That's and right. This was the first Ghadir-oriented poem.
Okay.
Throughout history, not only Shia, but also not only Shia and Sunni, but also some Christian poets, composed poems in relation to the truthfulness of the Ghadir.
That's all right.
Of the event of Ghadir Khum. And okay, it was first Imam Ayatollah Amini's project to collect, yes, all these poems. Okay. But later on, okay, he changed his mind, and he added theological, doctrinal, and historical evidence to that great event.
And this is very difficult, Sayyid Mohsen, to add theological, we can say, ideological believing system to a historical fact like Ghadir event, and Allama Amini did that. Talk a little bit about the book Al-Ghadir for us. What is the significance of this book?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. First of all, Al-Ghadir, or the incident of Ghadir, is not a historical incident. It's okay, theological.
Okay.
Because at that time, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is introducing the successor after him.
Okay.
And this relates to the beliefs. Being a Shia, we believe in five principles, which is Tawheed, Adl. Like Tawheed is monotheism, Adl is justice. And then we believe in the Nubuwa, which is prophecy or prophethood. And then we believe in Imamate of the Ahlul Bayt, infallible Imams. And then it's Qiyamah, which is the resurrection or the Day of Judgment. So the Ghadir is basically, it's a matter of belief.
Okay.
And that's why we see in the book Al-Ghadir, Allama Amini has used a controversial method in which he has brought the arguments of the, we can say, like the other side, and then he tries to explain what they want to say, and then he brought his own arguments with the references. So that's what makes this book significant. Obviously, when you're reading this, it has this kind of methodology which has been used in this book.
That's right.
On top of that, obviously, when he's bringing everything, and then he's bringing the poetry as well, he's bringing references as well. He's not mentioning anything without a reference. Mm-hmm. So he either refers it towards the original source, obviously, and referring towards the verses of the Quran and the hadith, or that's the right, narrations that we have. And that's why on the title of the book, a very good point, which Dr. Fakhr Rouhani has mentioned, that the name of book was like Al-Ghadir Fil Kitab Wal Sunnah.
Wal Adab.
Wal Adab.
That's right.
Ghadir in the Quran, in the Sunnah, narrations, and the literature.
That's right.
So these are a couple of points. And obviously bringing the verses of the Quran, obviously, we don't have such a book which has all these three things in it.
Mm-hmm.
And in a such big, we can say, volume. We don't have literature in this big, okay, volume.
That's all right,
gathered together. Somehow we can say that whatever book or manuscript Allama Amini could find in his time, he had brought that in this volume. It's kind of encyclopedia,
encyclopedia, really.
It is encyclopedia. 20 volumes is not a book.
Yeah.
And it's not just merely discussing a specific point from one point of view.
Mm-hmm.
He has discussed from all aspects that nothing is left in the history. And you can see that it's been more than 55 years that no one from the Ahl Sunnah, mm-hmm, or the Shia, or any school of thought has strongly, or maybe we can say like they have argued against,
yes,
the book of Al-Ghadir.
Okay.
Or they could even argue about the book that this is not authentic, the things which are there.
Mm-hmm.
So no one could refuse because he has brought everything which was there.
That's right.
Out there.
Okay. Thank you, my Sayyid Mohsen. Dr. Fakhwan, is it so?
Yes,
it has
exactly
not been criticized by any Sunni scholar. Because, you know, one of the main controversies between the Sunni school of thought and the Shia school of thought is this Al-Ghadir event which took place on that time. Prophet Muhammad selected Imam Ali alayhi salam as his immediate successor, okay? So when you write a 20-volume book with references and show this authenticity of the event and all the stories around, it would be very much difficult to be criticized, isn't it?
Yes, the point is simply that all divine religions, I mean, followers of all divine religions, believe in the unicity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I mean, what's referred to as in Abrahamic faiths or
that's
Abrahamic
right
religions, okay? On the day of Ghadir, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam introduced Imam Ali alayhi salam not on his own behalf, but the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam acted as the loudspeaker of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this way, when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man kunta mawlahu fa hadha aliyyun mawla," whoever for whom I'm the guardian, the leader, Imam Ali alayhi salam enjoys the same status. Later on, after the event of Ghadir Khum, someone whose name I've forgotten went to the Prophet Muhammad and said that on the day of Ghadir you said so. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, yes, I did it. And then this inquirer asked a question, was it your own statement? The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no, it was exactly the divine statement. It follows that whoever believes in the unicity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether Muslim or non-Muslim, okay, should believe in the leadership of Imam Ali alayhi salam. The last point is that, okay, the status of Imam Ali alayhi salam as the immediate successor to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was introduced and confirmed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay. So whoever believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's whether right. Muslim or non-Muslim, should believe in this. Viewed from this perspective, it isn't a trans-Islamic point. It's a trans-religious point shared by all religions. All religions that belong to the Abrahamic faiths.
That's right. Yes. So the successorship of Imam Ali alayhi salam as the continuation to the line of prophethood in general,
in terms
of the Abrahamic religions.
Yes.
And do you believe that Al-Ghadir is an encyclopedia?
It's more than an encyclopedia.
Really?
Yes.
Do you believe it's more than an encyclopedia?
Exactly. Yes, exactly.
So, and with today's knowledge and with today's... And was any book written after Al-Ghadir which could complete it?
So far as I know, it isn't something to supersede Allama Amini's Al-Ghadir, no.
And the whole volumes of Al-Ghadir are published?
No. Only 11 out of 20 volumes.
Why?
Let me tell you something. One of the sons of Allama Amini told me that in the last days of his life, Allama Amini suggested his children, to follow, academic trend, and suggested another ordering or another scheme or another outline for redeveloping Al-Ghadir anew. Okay. But all those projects have left uncompleted.
Okay, maybe no one except Allama Amini himself cannot complete it.
I personally, I believe that, perhaps around 1,000 years should pass until the next Allama Amini emerged.
Another Amini emerged.
Yes.
That's right.
Because as you know, and as we were together, we met, several scholars in Najaf.
Yes.
All of them are still surprised with the character of Allama Amini.
And not only we can say the Shia ones, but also the Sunni ones. We had a visit to his library, and his son talked about, the professors of Al-Azhar University in Egypt, which had the meeting with Allama Amini, and how much they were surprised by the fluent Arabic of this man, especially in writing. We can say the knowledge that he had on the history of Islam, and this is really great. Sometimes we as Shia Muslims take our scholars and our dignitaries for granted.
Yes.
Okay? And we pass them easily, but he was really great. Thank you very much, Dr. Mohammad Fakhrani.
Welcome.
For your nice information, and Said Mohsen Naqvi.
You're welcome.
For this episode, we will talk more about the details of the book Al-Ghadir in our upcoming session of the program compiled by Allama Abdul Hussein Amini. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program, The Teacher. For more information, visit our website at parstudy.com/Ian Call of Islam page. Also our YouTube channel, Call of Islam Radio. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amana.
A teacher, the teacher of teachers. He changed the world for the better and made us better creatures. Oh Allah, we've shamed ourselves, we've strayed from Al-Mu'allim. Surely we've wronged ourselves, what will we say in front of him?